Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's Daily ATS meeting. Glad to have each and every one of you on today's call. Today is terrific Tuesday. So excited about today, excited about every day that we're alive. So glad to have each and every one of you on. Hold on. All right. So we're going to keep it going. About everything that's been transpiring. Just going to go over some announcements that we've been making. Want to remind everyone about the full moon event that is coming this Sunday, October 9th. It's going to be really good. The full moon event that Antonio has created on October 9th, we will get a time to you, but it's a time to reflect, to celebrate, and to reap the harvest, okay? Reap the harvest. Do you come on here glowing like that, girl? Okay, I see you glowing. So good morning to each and every one of you. So the full moon event is October 9th. Okay, October 9th. And just like I said, a time to reflect, a time to celebrate, and a time to reap the harvest. And that's what you're celebrating about. The harvest that you're reaping, and to celebrate the new things that are to come, the new opportunities that are coming your way that you are going to be investing in. Okay, that event is a $72, and so I'm going to put in the chat. All right, put in the chat. Here we go. The Cash App that you can send that to. I'm going to send for $72 for the full moon event to sign the ATSJ, no R, okay? All right. So we're going to do that. And so that is the full moon event, October 9th. That's this coming Sunday. So you don't want to miss that. I'm telling you, it's really good. A really good time to reflect. You also want to make sure that you have some notebook paper or a notebook, pen and pencil, or if you take digital notes, you know, something like on your phone or on your tablet, just make sure you have something to take notes with so that you can reflect. It's also that time to do that introspection that we so love to do, but also, you know, to learn more about you and the things that you need to, you know, work on, improve on, or do more of that you've been doing. And make sure you're also in a quiet, tidy space. I just remember hearing Deanna say, you don't want to celebrate in clutter. That makes perfect sense, okay? You do not want to celebrate in clutter. So the full moon event is $72. Also wanted to remind you, excuse me, Ibrahim said, those who sign up for the full moon event can either get a podcast cover or your business logo created. So he will definitely do that for you. And we are excited about that. So just send your $72 to that Cash App, $THEATSJ. And we will definitely put your name down and get your information to Ibrahim so that he can get in contact with you and go over whichever one you want, either the podcast cover or your business logo created. He has already done some for many people and they have loved it. And so I know you will love the one that he will do for you. All right. Our next announcement. We went over the investment opportunities. Antonio was able to come on yesterday and we were talking about the investment opportunities that Antonio has laid out for us. And I'm going to put that back in the chat to reiterate. Here we go. Okay, so there are three different options. His plan, Antonio's plan for the $5,000 investment that doesn't involve real estate has a few options. There's three of them that we talked about yesterday and he's working on and he's crunching numbers to make it all work out. And so all of these are projected numbers and they'll slightly change according to the acquisition Antonio is going to do. But these are the three types of deals he is working on for everyone. So here is option number one again. I will put them in the chat. Let's see. Okay, there's option number one, where we have your $5,000 investment pays out $320.50 a month, which will take 16 months in order for you to get your investment back. And then it will also pay out the $320.50 every month for 25 months. And that equals a total of $8,012.50 total return on investment. So that's the first one. That's the first option. The option number two, I'm going to put in the chat as well. All right. Thank you, Dee. Option number two, your $5,000 investment will pay $412.50 monthly, which will take 13 months to get your investment back. And then it will pay out the $412.50 every month for 20 months, which will equal a total of $8,250 total return on investment. That's option number two. And then option number three, I have to hold on, because I know the numbers changed yesterday on option number three. I'm going to change it while I talk. I thought I changed it yesterday. So option number three, where you have your $5,000, well, the investment pays out $1,470.50 every month, and it's going to take 4 months to get your investment back. And it's going to pay out the $1,470.50 every month for 7 months, and it's a total of $10,293.50. Don't ask me how I remember that number. I just remember numbers. Okay, so that's going to be your total investment. So it pays out $1,470.50 a month for 4 months for you to get your investment back, and then it's going to pay it out for 7 months, and it gives you a total of $10,293.50 total return on investment. Now, Antonio did tell us yesterday that these aren't options for us. These are options for him. He's looking at the numbers and see which one is going to be the best one, the best option for all of us. And also, we had lots of questions yesterday. The payout will begin 60 days after the deal is completed. After the deal is done, the payout begins 60 days after that. And then also, I know the other question, you will be paid either through your ACH credit in a bank or a check only, because all of us, including Antonio, needs to be protected. You need to be protected, and so does he. And I remember him saying Cash App and PayPal and all those things aren't protected, but your bank is. And so that's how you will be paid out. And so those are the three options that we have. Those are the three options that are on the table for the investment opportunity. So continue to save your money, continue to get ready, because it is happening, and he will keep us up to date. He will keep us up to date for that. Let's see something here. Okay. So this is Antonio has been teaching us personal finance, and he said he was going to teach us personal finance. It started in April, from April all the way to September 30th, because he said October 1st was the first, when the first fiscal year happens for ATS and for us. And so because of that, that's when our first quarter happens. And so because of that, he wanted to train us on personal finance so that we can be able to participate in investment opportunities to increase our income, to increase our multiple streams of income, and teach us how to do those things, investing in things like multifamily units, apartment complexes, those things. And this is what this is what the investment is for. And also, if you have questions, please text or email us, and that way we can get those questions answered for you. But that's what the investment is for. If you are wanting to participate in the investment opportunity, please come on. If you're not able to, no worries, because this is not the this will not be the only investment opportunity. Continue to grow your income, save your money so that you can make the investment on the next go around. If you can't make it on this go around, don't worry. Don't get frustrated and upset and all those things. That's not going to help you get your buddy up. Okay. So, and Deanna has put in the chat, these deals are not real estate. These deals are business acquisition deals. So the three options that we talked about, these are business acquisition deals, not the real estate deals at the moment, at this time. So if you are wanting to participate in this, just, you know, be ready. But when he said, hey, it's a go, this is the option that we went with. And this is what you're going to get. Okay. These deals will help you get a faster return on investment so that you can invest in real estate, which is really good. Okay. So that's whichever option he goes with, options 1, 2, or 3, you're going to get anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 return on investment. And that way, when the real estate deal comes up, you've got your money to go ahead and invest in real estate and say, hey, you know, because, hey, you've used somebody else's money. Okay. You use somebody else's money to invest in the real estate, which would be really good and just really a great opportunity for all of us. All right. The last announcement we have tonight, those of us who are part of the Bureau of Influential Individuals, we have our Bureau keynotes this evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we have Miss Tracy Armstrong, who will be delivering her keynote this evening. She's not on the call this morning because she is in higher education and is in the classroom at the moment. So she's not able to be on, but she will be on this evening and you don't want to miss her speaking. She does a wonderful job and we look forward to hearing her on this evening. So come on and join us. All right, all right. Dee Marie, you have anything you'd like to share? Just wanted to know real quick.
No, not this morning, y'all. Excuse me. I'm at Starbucks, but I left my headphone at the house, which is an hour away. So y'all just bear with me this morning. I don't know how I'm gonna get through this because it's kind of loud. I don't know how I'm gonna work. I'm used to drowning out the sound. You muted. We can't hear you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, are you wanting us to go over the real estate video?
Yes, we're doing equity now.
All right. So we are going over the equity section of the real estate video of how to analyze a rental property with no calculators or spreadsheets needed. So he's putting it all together. So I'm going to share my screen. Make sure I share it properly so everybody can hear. And here we
income analysis and also the equity analysis and put it in a step-by-step approach that you can use today if you want to go out and analyze a rental property. So the first step, or really the pre-step, is that you need to set some goals for yourself.
This simple PDF helped me flip over $20 million worth of houses last year. So this is my contractor's.
Yourself. So before you go and analyze a deal, you got to know what you want. Remember, the property has a job to do. And so how is this property going to do its job for you? And you can use multiple formulas. That's typically what I do. I use a cap rate. I use a net income after financing. And I usually use a discount to the value. So I use a few different ones to look at that. And you can also, if you want to get a cheat sheet that has all of these formulas in one place that you can basically carry around with you and use, be sure to either look above in the video or in the show description and the video description below for an analysis cheat sheet. And you'll be able to get that and download it for free. And it's just a one-page PDF that'll help you set some goals for what's important to you. But once you have that, you have those written down, right? And you go to step number one, just go out and find a property. You can find it. Maybe you found one on Zillow. Maybe someone sent you one. Maybe your realtor sent you a list. But step one, of course, find a property to analyze. Number two is you want to gather some information. So from the income standpoint, you need to gather information on the rent and the expenses to be able to calculate what some of these other formulas are. And you can get approximate numbers to start off. As you get into more detail and you're making an offer on a property, you really want to check your assumptions and get even more detail. But my thoughts are earlier in the process you are, the more approximate you can get. Even to the point where, remember we calculated the net operating.
Okay, I'm going to pause real quick. This was where we stopped did you want to go over the four ways to build equity and wealth again, Deanna?
Yeah, go over that because I don't remember.
Okay.
Doing that part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the four ways to build equity. Oh, I'm sorry. I remember now.
No worries.
Y'all bear with me, okay? Let's just review the four ways to build equity on just for someone who may have missed it.
Okay.
Because I remember talking about it now. It took me a second for my brain to catch up.
No worries.
I remember. Because it was the full price purchase, the 10% discount, the 10% discount plus forced appreciation. And I remember us talking about forced appreciation and what it was. And then the 10% discount plus forced appreciation plus the principal pay down. So I just wanted, did anybody have any questions about that? And then it was the 10% discount plus the forced appreciation plus the principal pay down plus appreciation. So yeah, let's go over that one more time just so everyone has a really good idea about equity. Again, the forced equity was basically you going into your apartment, you going in, you doing upgrades, renovations, and then upping the rent. So let's just review it one more time. Actually, does anybody have any questions about that? Because if you have questions, we need to review it. If you don't have questions, then we can move forward. So please ask questions.
Floor is open.
All right. Well, if no one has questions, Grace, let's keep it moving.
All right.
One. How can we make that get bigger? That's what we want to do. We want to build wealth. And so these are the four ways you can do that. The first thing you can do, and I'm going to say these first two are the most important when you're analyzing deals. These third and fourth are important, but I like to usually kind of have those after the fact. Those are kind of gravy in addition to what I'm making here at the beginning. So the first thing you can do is you can buy a property at a discount. So this is the whole buy low, sell high. So if you can, because you're bringing cash to a property, or you just find a situation where somebody just needs to unload it and sell it quickly, it's not unreasonable that you could get a 10% discount, a 20% discount, maybe even a 30% or more discount. This is not like stocks where you have millions of people trying to buy properties or buy stocks. You are one buyer, and you might talk to a seller where it makes sense for both of you to work together and to buy a property. It might be because it's a bank and they just took it back at foreclosure and they don't want to do the work to maximize the value of this property. It might be because somebody inherited the property and they're out of town. It might be another situation, a divorce, foreclosure. Sometimes just life happens and people want to solve a problem. It could be a landlord who's just tired of the property. For whatever reason, it could happen. It's happened a lot for me that you can buy properties below its current value. So you can buy it at a discount. And by doing that, so you might buy a property for $100,000, but the real value might be $120,000. So you put $20,000 down, but you also have an additional $20,000 in equity. So you, just by negotiating, just by doing a good job asking and searching for properties, you turn that $20,000 into a total of $40,000. That's pretty good, right? You're making money when you buy. And so the way you can turn that into an analysis, how do you look at that? You might say, all right, when I buy a property, I want to make sure I get at least a 10% discount along with some of those other income formulas. So maybe I have a $200 per month goal to make in net income after financing, and I want to get a 10% cash on cash return, and I want to make sure I buy at least at a 10% discount. Or maybe you want to be a little more aggressive. You've been buying more properties and you're better at buying. Maybe you want a 20% discount. So that would be a way you can analyze a deal and buy it at a discount. But another way of looking at that, and this is often where I find my best deals, is it might not be on the surface. You might not be buying it below its current value right away. You might need to do something to it to force the appreciation so that the after repair value for is higher than the current value. So fixing up a property is the most common form of adding value to a property. You go in there and you add an extra bedroom to the property because you turn a dining room into a bedroom. And it costs you $5,000, but it increases the value of the property by $20,000, for example. That would be a way of adding value. If you buy multi-unit properties, just by increasing the rent maybe to the market rates or decreasing expenses on the property, you're adding value. So the value after you do those repairs could be another way of increasing your equity. You buy it for $100,000, but you do something to it, spend some money on it, and you increase your equity. So in both cases, you're controlling the profit, the amount of money you make on the property by increasing your equity. So I like to use those to analyze deals. These other two are also important. So when you own a long-term rental property, if you can just pay the mortgage down over time and have, if you have a 20-year loan and you're at least breaking even on that loan, you're going to be building equity month by month by month by paying down your mortgage. So it's definitely important. I don't necessarily always calculate that up front on this back of the envelope math, but it is definitely something you can make money on as a rental property. And then passive appreciation.
All right.
Okay, so for those of you who have housing, you understand what paying down the mortgage means. Not paying down the interest, but the principal. I learned this from Antonio and my dad. What my dad does is he pays like $1,000 extra a month on his house note. So he can pay, and he puts it towards the principal on the house and not the interest. So he's paying down. And so when he does spend his money, and he puts on there on purpose, this is like he tells them this amount for principal, this amount, you know, so they know, yeah, he's paying the interest, but this extra check he's sending in is for the principal. So far you have buy at a discount, you have forced appreciation, you have pay down your mortgage. And let's go ahead and finish it off, Grace.
Okay.
It can make you very, very wealthy by buying in the right locations and just holding on. I don't use that necessarily as a back of the envelope analysis, although it could be a big part of my long-term wealth building plan, because I want to buy a property that meets a certain goal with income, that maybe meets a certain goal with equity. I buy it 10% below value, or if it's in a really good location, really good property, I might not need to get a discount at all as long as the income and everything else works. So this is how I use equity analysis to kind of complement the income of a property and be able to analyze a deal using back of an envelope or back of a napkin or whatever the case might be. All right, I want to put everything together that we've talked about here, both the income analysis and also the equity analysis, and put it in a step-by-step approach that you can use today if you want to go out and analyze a rental property. So the first step, or really the pre-step, is that you need to set some goals for yourself.
All right, so before we move into putting it all together, does anybody have any questions? Any questions? Does everybody get it? You remember, there's no, the only dumb question is a question you don't pass. So I'm gonna assume that everybody gets it.
Well, before you do that, can you just talk about the forced appreciation? Yeah, is it called forced appreciation?
Was that the fourth one or the second one?
The second one.
Forced appreciation. Forced appreciation. So let me take it out of commercial rental properties and put it into single family rental properties. You buy a house, you've done all your research, you've done all your comps. You know what the house is comparable to. You buy it at a certain rate, but you want to force the appreciation. You want to force the value of it to rise. So what you do is when you buy it, you go in you add a swimming pool, you convert the garage into another bedroom, you put in a bay window in the dining room area, you upgrade all of the plumbing, upgrade the air conditioning, the AC unit plus the AC ducts. A lot of people don't do that. They replace the AC unit, but they don't do anything with the lines that the air travels through. Those have to be replaced too. You put in all electrical appliances instead of gas. That will be forcing the appreciation. So you put in marble countertops or granite countertops. You put in wood floors. That would be considered forced appreciation because now I'm gonna read what Adonia just wrote. That would be forced appreciation. So now when you rent that property out or you sell that property, you can sell it at a higher rate or you can rent it at what the market value is for rent for a single family home for that, because you've done so many upgrades, you're forcing the appreciation on the property.
Okay, I got it down. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then Adonia said, I believe most of us can't just listen to it, which I agree. For she said, for me, I have to see it, then attempt to do it before it really lands. You learn it, if that makes sense, Ms. Adonia. Especially those of us who aren't numbers people. I understand, Ms. Adonia, because I am not a number person. So I completely understand. Just like when we were, like, I can look at a picture and give you a cost of renovations just by the pictures I see before I walk it, so you have an estimate. I had to practice that. I had to literally go on a property first, learn everything, walk the actual house, and then now, so I can know what to look for. Now, I can look at pictures and be like, okay, yeah, you need to replace this, you need to replace that, that needs to be replaced. Oh, yeah, well, those ceilings gotta go. Oh, the roof looks like it needs to, you know, I can do that now. But I had to be hands-on and learn it and do it a few times first. Like, it took a minute. But I thought, but me, I like to be also, okay, Miss Tanisha, I'll make sure I do that. I'm a visual learner. That's how I learned how to cook, by watching. If you say, how many cups of sugar do I put in peach cobbler? I can't tell you that. I cannot tell you how many cups of sugar to put in peach cobbler. What I can tell you is, if you grab that particular cup, or I can, if you have the sugar in your hands and you pour it in, I can tell you, okay, stop right there. But I can't tell you, do a cup and a half of sugar, cup and a half of white sugar, cup and a half of brown sugar, 3 eggs. I know how many eggs to put in there, but you know, when it comes to sugar or amount of extract you want to put in it, almond preferably, lemon, you know, I can't tell you how much. I could just say, you know, just pour, okay, a little bit more in there, you know, cornstarch. I can't tell you all that. But I can, so I understand not being a numbers person. And especially, yeah, measurements. Miss Tanisha, we're not even gonna go into measurements. I'm not even gonna do you like that. That is not what is it, Grace? That's not my call.
Anointing.
That's not my anointing. There we go. I'm gonna hold on to that. Ain't Shelly blessed us with that one. That just touches my soul. That is not my anointing.
One thing you might want to really keep track of is, don't overappreciate the house.
There you go.
When you overappreciate, you might lose all your money, because if you overappreciate and make a palace in the middle of a lower middle class neighborhood, nobody's going to pay that money for that house.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that note, Mr. Thomas. You don't want to do that for apartment complexes either. You don't want to overappreciate any, because you don't want to lose. I have seen, if in our area, there is country and there is city. When you're driving in the country, you see country house, city house. don't want that city house. I mean, the most beautiful houses in this area. And you're looking and you're like, well, the houses around it already depreciate the value of the house in the middle. I mean, you know, it's gorgeous, like looks like it should be in River Oaks in Houston, and it's on a side street in Lamar. It don't work that way. If you've been down here, it don't work that way.
Sometimes it can. Sometimes it can. A lot of these newer developments, the city will make them bring in the sewer to attach these houses on a new development. And a lot of times it's not a butt sewer where it ends abruptly at their development. They'll make it surpass to the property line. So that next country house that's sitting on 5 acres might be your next small investment for doing a small development to get your feet wet. And you've already got your sewer, you've already got your water, and somebody else paid for it. So that's something to keep in mind too.
All right, educate us on this morning, Mr. Thomas. Thank you very much.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Anyone else have any questions before we put it all together and close it out? All right, Grace, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yourself. So before you go and analyze a deal, you got to know what you want. Remember, the property has a job to do. And so how is this property going to do its job for you? And you can use multiple formulas. That's typically what I do. I use a cap rate, I use a net income after financing, and I usually use a discount to the value. So I use a few different ones to look at that. And you can also, if you want to get a cheat sheet that has all of these formulas in one place that you can basically carry around with you and use, be sure to either look above in the video or in the show description and the video description below for an analysis cheat sheet, and you'll be able to get that and download it for free. And it's just a one-page PDF that'll help you set some goals for what's important to you. But once you have that, you have those written down, right? And you go to step number one, just go out and find a property. You can find it, maybe you found one on Zillow, maybe someone sent you one, maybe your realtor sent you a list. But step one, of course, find a property to analyze. Number two is you wanna gather some information. So from the income standpoint, you need to gather information on the rent and the expenses to be able to calculate what some of these other formulas are. And you can get approximate numbers to start off. As you get into more detail and you're making an offer on a property, you really want to check your assumptions and get even more detail. But my thoughts are, earlier in the process you are, the more approximate you can get. Even to the point where, remember we calculated the net operating income? Almost sometimes just use something like a 50% rule, where I say, you know what, approximately 50% of the rent is going to go to expenses. So I can figure out my net operating income really easily by just saying, all right, 50% of the rent equals a certain amount. Let's say it was $1,000. And then 50% of that, I would have $500 in expenses. So I have net operating income of $500.
I, Julian Gordon, with this mortgage, relinquish part of my freedom to psych. I've been.
It's kind of small writing there. Sorry about that. But my point here is you're going to gather information on the rent and the expenses just approximately best you can, so that you can then go to step number three and create a snapshot. That's an important term here, because remember, you're just doing this on a piece of paper or an envelope. You're just trying to get a snapshot, like just almost like you're taking a quick picture of this deal at this point in time. And so the only thing you need to think about is,
just wanted to remind everyone, when it comes to gathering the information, you want all of the information from the rent roll, because that lets you know how much comes in a month. Expenses, how much goes out a month. Renovations, how much is it gonna cost me to fix up this property? If I need to fix it up, how much is that gonna cost me? In your expenses, not only are you including payroll, the supplies to keep up the property, but you're also including your insurance. If you have a management firm that's managing your property, how much does it cost? That's an expense. Your marketing budget, because you're going to have to market it so you can keep your rent roll up. You can keep your occupancy up. That's what I mean. All of this is included in there. What is the and once you figure that out, if you know you're gonna go in and you're going to have to raise the rent, then another number that you can do, sidebar conversation, another number that you can do is find out, okay, well, these are the rents that they're charging. What's the market rate? Okay, so when we go in there, this is how much we're gonna raise the rent by this much. So if we're raising the rent by this much, now we know our income increases by this much. So knowing numbers is more than just knowing numbers so you can, you know, knowing the numbers. Like when you know how much rent is, and then you go and you know how much rent is, and you know how much expenses are, and you know your occupancy, you can, what's the word I'm looking for? Like your estimate income for the following year, because if you know, okay, so if our occupancy is at 75% and we get our occupancy to 95%, we raise the rent $15 each, then we know how much is coming in each month and we have all of these expenses coming out. Now you have a better idea of what your net operating income will be, or what your profit will be. So remember, when you're gathering all your information, it's not just expenses that you think. No, it's also including the insurance on the property. It's also including payroll. It's also including any repairs that you may need to make. It's also including a management company. If you do not want to be on the property of the apartment complex that you purchased, hire somebody that it is their anointing, and let them run. You pay them to bring you your money. That's how that works. I've never worked for an apartment complex that the owners ran it themselves. I had one owner go as far as to start a management company, so he gets two checks. One from the property, one from the management company, because he's not just managing his own properties. So if that's something you wanna do, there's an option for you to purchase an apartment management firm and let them run it for you. That way you get your two checks. But that's something you want to consider when you consider the expenses. All right, Grace.
You know, which snapshot formulas are you going to use? I like to use the 1% rule early on in the analysis. So just kind of a first step of my income analysis. If I get past that, then I like to do definitely these middle two, the cap rate and the net income after financing. Sometimes I also run a cash on cash return. And so that snapshot is you just have a piece of paper and you would have the formulas and the things I just talked about here. And it took me, you know, a while to explain all these, but it might take me 2 minutes to do these analysis. Maybe it takes me another few minutes to gather the rent and expenses if I'm not familiar with the area. And then I put those on a piece of paper and just have those sitting there next to each other. That's what a snapshot means to me, on that envelope. The next thing I would do after doing the income analysis, that's the one I always do, I then study some comparable sales. So you want to look at what properties are selling for, both in an as-is condition comparable to what you're looking at, and maybe also in an after repair value. So that's something your realtor can also help you out with, your property manager, if you're not real familiar, if you're brand new. With that information, I'm going to do a quick equity snapshot. So I either want to look at the current discount. So am I buying it for $100,000 and it's worth $120,000? So I have a $20,000 discount from the full price. Or maybe more commonly, you're buying it for $100,000 and you have to do something to it to make it worth the $120,000. Maybe you got to spend $5,000 to get a $120,000 increase. So, but in any case, I want to know that I'm getting some kind of discount to the full value, either just by paying cash and closing quickly or by doing something to the property. So that is the process that I go through. And I do this all, you know, maybe you do use a little calculator on your phone to do some of the basic math, or as you get more practice at this, maybe you don't have to use a calculator at all, but this is a great first step to analyzing a deal. By the time you get done with this, you should know, is this really a good deal or is it not? You know, remember Warren Buffett's wisdom, if you have to use a calculator or a spreadsheet to tell you that it's a good deal, you probably shouldn't buy it. When you get done with this, you're gonna be either excited or you're gonna be like, I'm not sure. And yeah, by all means, bring in a spreadsheet, especially the bigger the property is. If you're doing a big multi-unit property with multi-million dollar, you know, kind of numbers, and you're gonna have to bring in partners and banks, you're gonna need a spreadsheet. But I'm willing to bet people, if Warren Buffett can buy $5 billion company investments, we can buy some, even $1 million multi-unit property and still do back of the envelope analysis. As I close this, I just want to remind you that if you want to get that analysis cheat sheet, be sure to click it, look in the show, the description of the video below, and you can get that cheat sheet. And if you like this video, you're going to like other things that I have on the channel, be sure to click that subscribe button so you don't miss anything in the future. And share it with your friends, let other people know, and leave a comment below and let me know what you think about the video. Do you have any questions on analysis? Anything I can help you with, or if there's anything that wasn't clear that I made in the video, I would love to hear from you. I'll respond to everybody in the comments. Really appreciate you watching the video. I look forward to seeing you.
Is it possible that we can get that link, please?
Yes, I'll put it in chat now.
Thank you.
Arshia, the question you asked me, I'm going to ask it out loud because I'm you're not the only one.
Okay.
That answer. Arshia asked me if do I think there's a management company for the healthcare industry or a med spa industry? There, if you search, there's a management company for businesses. You have to do your search so there's a company, the way I got into apartments, well, I was hired by a friend, but when I got pregnant, I did temp work. What they do is they train you to work specifically in the apartment industry as managers, leasing agents, maintenance. They train you and then they temp you out. They do have companies that do the same for businesses. So let's say you needed an administrative assistant, you can temp her out. Let's say you needed a manager, you can temp them out. And if they work for you, if they work well for you in the company, you can hire them on. So for those of you who are doing business acquisition and you go in there and you realize, oh, this is why y'all sold, because y'all not accurate. Go ahead and move somebody up in here that can run this. So yes, that they do have companies that do manage businesses. They do have those. Any other questions? I got just okay. Okay, no, that was it. Cool. The link to the video is in the chat, so you all can go back and watch it over and over and over. Get a better grasp on it. Go find properties and play with them. Go get and play with the numbers. Take the back of the envelope, which is what that was, back of the envelope work. So like if you're just sitting in a restaurant, flip over napkin or something, or pull some mail out your purse, or your women is purses, men really just, they don't do like we do. They don't stick stuff in bags. They leave me their wallet. We the ones that carry the extra stuff. But you can pull it out right on it. to get your numbers done. Over the week, during this whole week, yes, ma'am. During the week, what I need everyone, I'm doing this for a reason. I'm giving you a call to action. Find a property. Do the numbers. Get yourself used to it. You may not always be the person doing it. You may hire somebody to do it for you, but know what it is you're doing before you bring someone else on. Go out there this week. Find one property, two properties, three properties. Have fun with it. And I'll share the website again that you can go to do all of your wonderful commercial property shopping. I'll share my screen. Y'all let me know if it gets too loud. I apologize. What I get for leaving my headphones. Normally I have a headphone in my purse, headphone in my laptop bag, headphones in the car. They all in the house in one spot. Very simple.
That's the best website right there. I always go to that looking up everything.
Yep.
And then there's another website. I can't remember offhand since I'm exercising and stuff. But there's another website you can find that doesn't have certain properties on this website. So I kind of jump around. Just looking.
If you can share the link to the other website in the chat, that would be great. Look, why farms are fetching record prices. So if you're looking for farmland, Miss Rita, because you want to build on it or want to get an idea of whatever you want to do, look, you can go on this site. Right there. Why farmlands are fetching record prices. Really? Farmland? I kind of have an idea why, but that's a conversation for another day. But on this side, it's more than just, you know, commercial real estate. Look, top 10 cities to buy retail properties for less than $2.5 million. So if you're looking for a retail property, but you're trying to get it for less than $2.5 million, top 10 cities. Look at that, deal of the week. Miami retail sizzles with $1,111 per square foot of a sale for a former bank. So this site does a lot. You have office space, you have industrial space, retail, restaurant, and it has all the blogs to go with it. An investor's guide to understanding land values. So not only is this a great site to find what you're looking for, but it's also a great site to get some additional information. So let's say we're looking for retail space. And we're looking for retail space in Houston. Look, they have a whole multifaceted office building in the heart of Southwest Houston. So what if you want to buy a commercial property and you want to take this commercial property and you want to lease it out? You know, the build to fit type properties where you build it out for them? There it is right there. This is a fully leased retail spot. So it's 100% occupied. Cash flowing property with a net operating income of $313,000. The starting bid is $1.4 million. And this is in Houston.
And somebody's selling it.
Yes, ma'am. Look, auction, it goes on auction October 17th.
Wow.
Oh, look, got a party hall. I think I know that spot. We're going to keep on moving. That would go. Look at this. North Freeway, office space, well-maintained, Energy Star certified corporate bank building. Look at that. Heights Central Station. An award-winning mixed-use development. And it's three retail properties. So this site is wonderful. Now there is another site where you can go acquire businesses. This is property. Oh, look, someone selling their Advance Auto Parts. Cap rate 5.5%. Uh-oh, look, a McDonald's. A Pizza Hut.
If you're going to look at Advance Auto Parts buildings, take a very close look at them. Advance Auto Parts is liquidating a lot of their buildings because of lower earnings. So once you buy that building, they move out the next week. And you're stuck with an empty building that's not occupied.
Wow. There you go. So this is a good site for you guys for commercial properties. Cool, I'm gonna stop sharing my screen now. Okay, I see there's a lot in chat. So y'all, let me go back and check. Oh, thank you. Auction.com. So here's the site that, here is a site that
also to share. Also, Deanna, the also too, if they look at government websites, they'll put houses or buildings up for auction.
Yeah.
So like IRS from a repo, somebody didn't pay they taxes, or say ATF, you know, GSA, those government entities also have properties that you just have to look up and find what have they already confiscated that they're trying to sell to get money back from.
Yes, definitely. And if you're looking for single family homes, HUDforeclosed.com is a site that you can go on to when you're talking about government properties. HUDforeclosed.com. This requires a membership, but it shows you bank foreclosures. So you can get the properties at a lower rate than you would normally.
Even the VA will confiscate properties from veterans if they don't pay, and they'll put it out there to be sold.
There you go. All right. So does anyone have any questions? Next week, we are going into, tomorrow. Let me pull up my agenda for tomorrow. There it is, okay. So tomorrow we're gonna continue with running numbers on investment properties, but we're gonna go through some additional things like how to actually, you know, run more numbers on it. The 2% rule, 1% rule, how you calculate cash flow, just to review. And then after the review, we're gonna move into some other things like what is a good profit on a rental property? What is the golden formula in real estate investing? Things like that. So we're gonna run through those. We're gonna start on that tomorrow. Go ahead, Profit. And Grace, if you can help me out, I'm having a hard time hearing. So go ahead, Prophet.
Greetings, Pinky. Did you get my private message?
Hold on, I'm looking now.
Okay.
Is it in Zoom chat or did you send it somewhere else?
Zoom chat.
Oh, there it is.
There's a couple of reasons why.
I'll ask him.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, anyone else? All right, I guess we're getting out here early today.
Oh, let me, Ms. Janice, I'm gonna posted in the chat. She asked for option number one.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Here it is. It pays out $320.50 a month for 16 months for you to get your investment back, the $5,000. And it's also, it's going to pay you every month for 25 months. And it'll come to a total return on investment of $8,012.50.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Also, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Grace, if you could also... No, never mind. Don't do that part. Okay. just remind everyone about the full moon event and then go ahead and close us out.
Just want to remind everyone again about the full moon event this coming Sunday, October 9th. It is a $72. Antonio has created a full moon event. You're going to need notebook, paper, pen, be in a tidy, quiet space, so that you can be able to reflect and celebrate for the full moon event. I'm going to pull those things up again so you can know exactly what all you need. Hold on here. Okay, so what you're going to get during the full moon event ritual is guided meditation, soul connecting journaling, healing discussion circle, and cleansing breath work. And that's what you're going to need your journal for, along with a pen and pencil, or if you use a digital notebook on your phone or your tablet. Optional that you can have is sage, incense, and candles. So you can also have that as well. And again, make sure you're in a quiet, tidy space and where you can relax and connect with yourself. Dee?
Oh, real quick, Grace. Okay, mm-hmm. For those of you, you hear breath work, I just want to... Breath work does more than just teach you how to breathe. I have learned, and I'm excited because I had to do it yesterday. Breath work helps you alleviate stress. So let's say you know how when you get real stressed out, you get like real tense and your body start tingling and all that because you you don't know what to do. It's just building. If your breath work literally helps reduce the stress, like instantly, it's like an instant stress relief. Not only that, it puts more oxygen into your system because your breath work teaches you how to breathe in a way that you're actually filling your lungs. So it increases the oxygen flow into your system. Not only that, the breathing and the oxygen flow, it helps it helps reduce anxiety, depression, illnesses. It helps reduce headaches. It helps reduce other things, but I would rather y'all research it on your own to get your own knowledge on it and your own understanding. Because if you're like me, yeah, you can tell me something all day, but when I read it, and I read it in multiple areas, I'm like, oh, okay, that was right. I've done it to Antonio several times. Like, hey, you know, I was reading, and he said this. He's like, but I told you that. I was like, yeah, I know. So breath work is more than just, It's more than just teaching you how to relax. It's more than just, it's actually a health benefit to learn breath work. Like, hear me out, a health benefit. And I only tell y'all things that I have been through, done, and on the other side of it, have done breath work in the middle of my highest peak of anxiety. I have done breath work and instantly I was like, oh, okay, I feel better now. So just hear me. If you don't hear nothing else, hear me on this. Breath work is a natural way to eliminate the crap in your life. Okay. So if you're doing the breath work and you're journaling and you're doing the meditation, all of it combined, you'll have an amazing rest of this quarter and an amazing year next year when you keep it up. It's something, don't just do this as a one-time thing. Take what you learn from this and attempt to implement it into your everyday works, from the meditation to the journaling to the breath work, because you will see that it does highly benefit you. All right, Grace, go ahead. My bad.
Oh, no worries. Thank you. Miss Sandra, go ahead.
I just wanted to say one hi to everybody. Y'all pray for me. I'm having a miserable time. But I also wanted to say that breath work also helps to, it doesn't completely eliminate, but it helps to detox the body. It also helps in regulating your, what y'all call that? It helps with your digestive system. It helps all of that. So I wanted to add that too.
Thank you so much, Miss Andrea. I try not to say too much.
My bad.
You're good. I know how I think, and I know there are a lot of people that think how I think. If you tell me something, I take that as gold and I'm gonna run with it. So I say enough so when someone else comes behind me and says it, it makes it even more better. So thank you, Miss Andrea. Thank you so much.
Always. I still didn't say it all. Okay.
No, you held back. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Miss Sandra. Okay, so you're gonna those of you who are wanting to participate in the full moon event, we have several people who are participating. If you are saying, yes, I want to do that, you send your $72 to Antonio's Cash App. It is in the chat, $THEATSJ, no R, okay? And I send that to him. And then those of you who are participating, Ibrahim said that he will do either your podcast logo or, podcast cover or a business logo for you. He will create that for you when you sign up for the full moon event. So you don't want to miss that. Okay. And then tonight, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we have none other than Miss Tracy Armstrong delivering her keynote for the Bureau keynotes this evening. So come on and join us for that. We're excited. Looking forward to hearing her speak tonight. Dee Marie, anything else?
Winter is coming. It's getting colder. Please, everybody, check your furnaces, check your filters. Make sure they're not full of cat dander and dust and everything from the summer. I don't want to read about you in the obituaries.
All right, Mr. Thomas. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Thomas. Okay.
Mr. Thomas, we sure do appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, we sure do. We sure do. Thank you for that. All right. Dee, anything else you had? That's it. All right, we will see you all this evening. Everyone have a wonderful Tuesday. You can plant better. You can dominate. Love you, everyone.
Love you more.
Love you more.
Love you more. Love you guys.
More. Love you.
Take care.